Welcome back to the Lost and Found podcast. If you are lost in your podcast journey, you found the right podcast. I go by the name of DJ Treacy Treece, and today we have on the show Bethany from Crackers and Soup. Welcome to the show, Bethany.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. I adore you. I adore Anna, which is how we connected. Oh, this is going to be so dope. I hope everybody's ready.
Yes, yes. We are going to drop some major gems. Me and Bethany have been talking for hours and hours after this, so we're excited to finally bring some conversation to the show. Bethany, really quick, can you tell our audience exactly what Crackers and Soup is and what you do in the podcasting industry?
Sure. Crackers and Soup was created in 2019. And what it is, it's a podcast production company, as well as we coach not only podcast hosts, but podcast business owners, because we want to get historically underrepresented or historically people who are not heard or mm-hmm. listened to on the airwaves while there is this low bar of entry.
Yes.
So I want to get everybody's voices heard that is historically ignored, and I want to help get them there.
Yes, yes. And I'm so glad that you shed light already on why the bar is so low. Because, you know, when I was a kid, I had this vision for a podcast. I didn't know it was called a podcast, but my vision of that was on the radio, right? So I had to compete with people like Tom Joyner, Sybil Wilkes, Doug Banks. I'm a Chicago kid. So it was like the bar seemed so high. It seemed like I had to go to school for all these things. And now we can just buy some microphones and do our thing. So I love that you are helping people get along their journey and get everything started. So let's start the show how we normally start the show, with our opening question. Bethany, how can a podcaster who implements some of these practices that we'll be talking about on the show today, which is creating unique shows, by the way, if they implement some of your practices, how can it grow their podcast?
They can grow by their podcast by something that is completely unheard of, and that is sitting, meditating, and knowing themselves.
Love this. Love
that. That is the number one thing you need to do in order to not only grow your podcast, but start your podcast. You have to know, when is your best energy? Is it in the morning? Is it in the afternoon? Is it at night? You have to know, what is your point of this podcast? Is it to bring attention to your business? Is it to sell merchandise? You have to know all of these things up front if you want to have. You also have to know what success means to you.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get all of the things that you want to get out of your podcast, you actually have to sit and find out what those things are first before you buy a microphone, before you invest in headphones. And anything else, you have to know your why. Why are you doing this? And that is going to make your podcast uniquely yours.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about the process of finding your why. You know, assume that our podcasters that are listening are in their podcasting journey. Maybe they've been going for about a year, you know, and they're recording and they're getting and they're really not seeing that traction. How can that podcaster start to investigate their why? Can you give us some best practices on that?
Absolutely. So we also do consultations. So we do launches from people who are just having an idea about a podcast to people who have invested their time and energy in the podcast, and they're just not seeing any return on investment, or ROI, which people like to mm-hmm. say. So when I speak with them, people tell on themselves all the time. So people say, I really want X amount number of downloads. But when they're talking, what they really want is connection with their audience.
Yeah.
So they want people to have comments on mm-hmm. or reviews on their podcast. They want engagement in their social media regarding their podcast. So instead of just saying the obligatory, you know, I want 10,000 downloads for this episode. But why do you want those downloads? Do you want them because you're helping somebody in your audience? Do you want to have somebody share their story? And people can do this a couple of ways. If it's something that you want to have connection, you can have people actually call into your podcast and use that as an element of a podcast before you even begin that podcast episode.
Yes. Yes.
And what you can do is you can contact that person and say, let me ask permission. Do you want me to use your name? If not, can I use the soundbite? And stay tuned because your episode is going to be coming up. So everybody wants to hear themselves on the radio, right?
Or yes, shout outs.
Yes, in some sort of aspect. And if they know that there is a potential mm-hmm. that they're going to be hearing themselves, that's going to make them stay tuned.
Yeah.
So instead of just saying, this is what I want, ask yourself, why do you want that? And work that angle. If you want more listeners, if you actually want more downloads, what is your favorite social media medium? Mm-hmm. And are you actually focusing and concentrating on that particular medium? Or are you just throwing all the spaghetti on all of the walls and then you're getting burnt out and then you're not doing anything?
Yeah. Yeah.
So really figuring out who you are and what you enjoy and focusing your concentration on that is going to build your audience better than just throwing everything everywhere. Like Anna's really phenomenal at TikTok.
Yes.
And she has a really big following from TikTok because she's on there regularly, because she engages with them so much. People share her stuff. People comment, people like, people follow her. So you're going to find one or two of the social media mediums. And if social media isn't your thing, if you have a newsletter for your podcast,
right,
you're going to want to engage your audience to draw them to join that newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Enticing them with, hey, I'm going to be selling merch. Only people on my newsletter are going to know when that merch is and they're going to be getting a discount. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing? How are you doing it? What is your favorite things to do? And then building up your podcast that way.
Yes, yes. And awesome. I love the fact that you talked about maybe having a call-in feature or something like that. So let's talk about some of the modalities and ways that maybe people can be unique in podcasting because, right, there's millions of podcasts in the store right now. What are some unique ways that people can tie in a little bit more of their personality or that you would suggest that are a little bit maybe off the beaten path but might work a little bit better for some of their unique podcasts? Qualities.
I love podcasts that have segments.
Girl, you are speaking my language. You are speaking my, because doesn't it give the show a little bit more structure?
Not only that, but it has such a more professional feel.
Mm-hmm.
It has that television show quality and feel to it. It has that excitement that you know what that next segment is going to be if you are favoring that podcast regularly.
Right.
And I love that it also gives an opportunity to bring in the transition music.
Love that. Because it changes the vibe of the podcast, too. So don't be afraid to kind of change the music and go in a different direction.
Yes. And can we talk about music for a hot second?
Yes, please talk about music. I was a DJ for 10 years. So anytime you're ready to do a music break, I am totally game.
There is something about letting your audience in on knowing the next part that they feel like that they are a part of the podcast without having to talk on your podcast. Mm-hmm. So if you are choosing, number one, choose royalty-free music. Please. Don't choose the Queen Bee because she will get you. She will hear you. Sure. She will find you. Don't choose anything on Disney because they will get you and they will find
Seriously,
you.
So quick. I mean, honestly, there are AI scrapers, and this is for a lot of podcasters. I work in podcast operations. Behind the scenes, there are ad scrapers that are artificial intelligence that are listening, just like Facebook and all these copyright strikes. So when your podcast gets big, you're right, you limit yourself with distribution if you use things that aren't royalty free, just to give Absolutely. Them the science behind that.
And now that YouTube is actually focusing and concentrating on podcast clips, they have the right to deny you if you're using music that isn't royalty free. They have the right to take it down because of copywriting. So just a completely side note, we digress. But anyhow.
Yes. Totally valid. We needed to say these things.
Because if you're putting all this work into it, you don't want it to get taken down. Or if there is royalty-free music that you really enjoy and that you love, you have a really beautiful opportunity to reach out to that artist and tell them, look, I found your music. I'm using it for my podcast. It's royalty-free, but I love what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So right there, you're developing a connection.
Yes.
you're developing an opportunity for them to say, you know what, I have more things. If you want to integrate some of my music into your podcast, four segments right there, bada bing, bada boom. There are so many opportunities for collaborations and for connections in podcasts that people are like, oh, I'm not monetizing. But are you taking the opportunity to create and develop connections? And music is just a beautiful way to bring that all in. So just total sidebar.
Yes, yes. And it adds extra flavor to the podcast. It does. It gives you that TV quality, just like you said. It feels like a production. You showed it some extra love and you wanted the audio quality to be top tier, you know? So adding that extra layer, there'll be music underneath this track as well.
Yes.
I'm not sure what it'll be, but I'm going to pick something great just because you talked about it.
Did I even answer your question? I don't even remember.
Yeah. No, we were talking about unique things that people could do. You talked about segments, which is huge, right? So let's talk a little bit on the note of segments, because I do think that's important. What are some best practices with creating? Because what are some good segments that you've heard? Or, you know, how could I, as a podcaster, take it to the next level and create a good segment?
So statistics have shown that if you put a sound bite right before your podcast, and it doesn't have to be anything lengthy, it can be 15 to 30 seconds, a 15 to 30 second soundbite. And for those who don't know, a soundbite is just an audio clip of what's said in the body of the podcast.
Yep.
So if you put a 15 to 30 second soundbite beginning of the podcast, that invites more people to listen than if you just automatically have your intro. Mm-hmm. So how your segments can be set up is that is actually a segment. That soundbite is a segment. That intro is a segment. If you have a podcast on podcasting.
Yes.
And somebody has reached out to you and your audience or listeners that has a specific question, you can answer that question right before you even begin talking about the topic of your episode.
Love it.
That's a segment. Then you have that transition music. If you have one of my clients has, she makes like a Spotify hype list.
Yes. Love that. Companion playlist to like go with the podcast so people can interact.
Exactly. So she talks about why she chose that vibe list. Segment number, what are we at? Like segment number four by now?
Yeah. You're just spitballing them off the top of your head.
Like we didn't even have this conversation planned like this. But and then you talk about the topic of the podcast. And then that can be the fifth segment. That's the longest segment that you're going to have, right? Because that's the meat and potatoes of the podcast. And then if you go into your, like a wrap up, like a mantra or something that you want to share for the week. And then, or like a homework assignment. Hey, I gave you all of these gems. Why don't you do them and reach out to me and let me know how they worked, how you played them into your podcast. And then you have your outro music. And your outro is also inviting them to subscribe and listen and follow and all of those things. So that can literally be a 30-minute podcast. And you have 5 to 6 different segments.
Yes. Yes. I love the fact that you're telling people to not be afraid to interrupt the flow of the show. Let's talk about that a little bit more, because podcasting has moved into a lot of different directions. A lot of people have video components now and different things. So gone are the days where we're sitting and talking for an hour. Like me and you right now on this podcast, we're probably going to talk for a half an hour, but we've been moving from topic to topic kind of thing. You know, what is now the industry standard with the flow of your show? Is it 1 hour? Is it interview back and forth? Like, what are some unique things that people can do in their flow to make them stand out?
I think this is a beautiful question, because I think this goes back to knowing who you are and knowing your why. If you are very good at talking into a microphone for a particular subject for 30 minutes, you can have a solo podcast and thrive. Me, I am not that person. I need somebody else's energy. I need somebody's engagement. If somebody said to me, your first podcast season has to just be a solo podcast with you talking into the mic, it would be like a 2-second podcast. I'd be like, hey, y'all. Bye. Have a good day. Like that
quick update. It would be like an Instagram story.
It would be. It wouldn't even be that long. It wouldn't even be as long as an Instagram story. It'd be like, okay, bye. It would be so short and so sad. It would be like one tier. people would be like, I don't even know why this is even being called a podcast. So knowing if you are somebody who has the bandwidth to have those teaching moments through a solo or through interview, or if you want like a narrative style podcast. And when I say narrative style podcast, I'm speaking of podcasts like NPR and like Serial. Those are narrative style podcasts where there's, it could either, a couple of things could happen in a narrative style podcast. They could either have an interview like you and I are doing, and then the host could do some voiceover to kind of condense the information that was shared in that podcast or during that interview. Or it can be a researched style podcast like NPR, like Serial. Yeah. So there are many ways to make it uniquely yours. But first, you have to know what is your best teaching style and what do you believe your audience's teaching style is going to be as well?
Yeah. Yeah. That, I mean, you've hit so many different parts about like just focusing on the style and then going back to knowing yourself and pairing up the two of them. Now let's talk about a topic that most podcasters are facing with being individuals and being unique is like naming your podcast. Discoverability has been a huge issue in our industry. You could type my podcast name into Apple verbatim sometimes and it doesn't pop up. You know, what tips and tricks can you give us on naming our podcast and maybe some taboos of definitely don't do these things?
So in regards to naming your podcast, unless you are Oprah Winfrey, don't name your podcast after yourself because you may be the big mama jamma in your city. Let's even give you the state. You are like on the northeast side, everybody know who you are.
Yeah.
West Coast, ain't nobody know who you are. Crickets. So if I was creating a podcast called the Bethany Hawkins Podcast, who the hell is Bethany Hawkins? Like what? Who is that? Yeah. I don't know that bitch.
Yes, exactly. I mean, verbatim. And then also spelling. I mean, to be honest, people are really bad at spelling names. I was like a DJ and I did a lot of weddings and I'm like, what's this name? I have no clue. So it's sometimes hard for people even that way.
So true. So when you're naming your podcast, you're going to want to look at a couple of things. What is the overall topic of discussion on your podcast? And try to choose a podcast name that gives a preview of what your podcast is going to be about. If you want to go in a different way as completely unique, make sure that you have a great podcast description. Inviting people to just quickly peruse that podcast description. It's mandated that you have a podcast description in order to get on the distribution platforms anyway. Mm-hmm. So make it worth the while for people to be reading. Don't just have, you know, Bethany Hawkins and DJ Treese are talking.
Yeah.
About what? About who? Yeah. About
And you know what? I'm going to add a best practice here because I have a pet peeve with descriptions. Please do not put in your podcast description, this is a podcast about any and everything. Because that means it's about nothing. It literally means. And I literally can go into, and I work in the podcast industry for my day job. So literally my boss one time was just like, go into the podcast directory and see how many podcasts have that in there. Thousands of podcasters are putting that their podcast is about nothing but something at the same time. So just don't. Describe
your podcast
it.
Is not Seinfeld.
It come on, girl. That's what the and it can be hard to talk about what you're talking about, but it has to be something. Is it pop culture? Are you just picking random topics off the internet, things you found on the internet? Really dig deep and uniquely tell us what this podcast. Because as soon as I see it in the description now, I don't even play I don't listen to the intro. If that is in your description, I will skip you because if it feels like you didn't even put any effort into the connecting part about it or enticing me to listen.
Not only that, but you don't know what your podcast is about. If you don't know what your podcast is about, why should I listen?
Girl, fact. Now you're rambling for an hour and I'm here trying to figure out what it's about while I'm riding in my car. This is crazy. Like, yes.
And it's so frustrating when people are under the assumption of my podcast is for everybody. Oh, hell no, it ain't.
Tell them.
I promise you it's not.
I promise you it's not.
I promise you it's not. Because if you are talking about foot fungus, not everybody gets foot fungus. If somebody's mm-mm. talking about like a hangnail, not everybody gets a hangnail. So if you're saying, oh, well, everybody could eventually get a hangnail, 20-year-olds are not thinking about hangnails.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to listen 2 seconds in and they're going to be like, what the heck is this talking about? But in your podcast description, if you know what your podcast is about and you're talking about situations that happen to the body after you turn 40 as an African-American woman or as a Black woman,
mm-hmm.
I promise you, all those Black women are going to be flocking to that podcast. And let's talk about finding you on Google in search engine optimization, also known as
SEO.
SEO.
Girl.
If you have a blatantly blah podcast description, that is not going to be pulled up in SEO.
Yeah.
You have to have those keywords.
Google will never, like, you, and recommendation, you already need it to be your friend because it's hard to find you in the podcast directory, as well as there are so many directories. Like, let's segue a little bit into that since we're going into there. Being unique and finding your directory. I've talked to some podcasters who are like, you know, Apple's popping, but, you know, I found more success on Dystopia, or I found more success on, you know, how important is it to know, you know, exactly who it's for, but then picking the right directories so that your podcast can be served to the correct audience?
I think everybody needs to be aware when people are like Apple as their distribution platform. The United States concentrates on Apple products. Worldwide, those are Androids. So when you invite people to join Apple or to follow you on Apple and or to subscribe on Apple, that's great. But saying wherever you listen to your podcast
mm-hmm.
is way more inviting.
Yep. Than taking them to one platform.
And so I listen to my podcast on CastBox because I have a Droid. I am a Droid user.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't really take the time and opportunity to focus on CastBox because they don't realize what a large platform that is.
Yep.
But let me tell you, that place is popping.
Yeah.
And when people are talking about getting on different places and getting on different directories, having directories like being part of ASA, which mm-hmm. is a woman's podcast directory, having a directory like Anna has with The Cube, being on The Cube app.
Right.
And bringing people in, because you know what the Cube app is about if you're a part of the Cube.
Yeah.
Being a part of those places and having your people find you. And again, it goes back to what is your why and who is your audience and where are they going to find you?
Mm-hmm.
So if my name was Chad and I worked on Wall Street and I had a podcast talking about stocks and bonds and I know if I looked at the Cube, probably not where I'm going to be finding my people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if I am Bethany and I'm a Black woman and I work in Wall Street and stocks and bonds, and I am telling it from a Black woman perspective, the Cube is where I want to be.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it all goes back to, again, full circle of, who are you? What is your why? How are you making it uniquely yours? And also, I just want to say this last thing about podcast titles, because we kind of went off the rail a little bit, because mm-hmm. I do that because I can't. So when you are thinking about your podcast title name, it's really cute to be like, bitch, please, PLEEEASSSEEEE, !!
Smiley face.
Smiley face, high brown, high five hands that are brown. Like, nobody's going to find you on SEO for that.
Yep.
You have to do the regular spelling.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are going to use verbiage that is considered exploitive.
Yeah.
You could be denied getting on specific platforms.
Yep.
And also, if you have an explicit podcast, there are countries in the world that will not play your podcast at all. So you have to, again, go back to your why and say, am I okay with that? Am I somebody that regularly uses profanity just when I'm speaking? Is that okay with me if there are a handful of countries that won't even put my podcast up because it has that explicit symbol to it? Yep. So when you're thinking about titles, and that also goes with cover art as well. You can't have anything explicit. You can't have drugs on your cover art. You can't have explicit words on your cover art. Apple, since we were talking about Apple, Apple will not approve that.
Yeah.
So if you have a whole podcast on, I don't know, whale penises, you have to...
You have to censor that in a way that's palatable for everybody.
You have to do one of those pictures where, like, you have to stare at it for a really long time and then the figure comes.
Kind of turn your head to the side. Like, well.
You have to squint and, like, go to the left. Is that a whale penis? Yes, it is.
It is. That's exactly what this podcast is about. I love it. Love that. So... one last question, because we are talking to BIPOC people, right? And we're talking about being unique. You are so uniquely you. So give our audience a little bit of your energy in that level and maybe encourage them, because I know I talk to so many podcasters, Black, brown, you know, and all in between, and everybody, and it's kind of like, oh, but I don't want to say that on the microphone. People might not understand. You know, can you give some of our listeners some encouragement and some best practices on being themselves and authentically showing up on the podcast and how that can positively benefit their show?
Absolutely. We are not monolithic. We are not all the same. We all have different experiences. We all have come from different families, different lifestyles. You have to be you in this medium, or else you are going to burn out trying to be somebody else. Not only that, when you are invited to show up for these experiences that you invited me to be on today, if you are faking the funk in your podcast and you come on and you have a completely different energy and completely different vibe to you, you are going to lose credibility in who you are.
Yep.
And that is going to make your podcast lose credibility.
Yeah.
If you're consistently showing up as you are all the time, and again, just because I'm high energy right now doesn't mean I'm high energy like 24/7. There are days when it's like, damn, I am tired.
Right.
But I'm still me. Mm-hmm. So making sure that you are doing things that you would regularly be doing if somebody else was interviewing you.
Yeah.
Is a key component to success in podcasting, because that energy is going to invite your audience to listen to you and feel that you are being your authentic self. And I know that that phrase is like super played out. I get it.
But we absolutely mean it by definition.
By definition, you got to be you, because there's nobody else that's going to be you, or people are going to try to bite being you. Yeah, and they're going to do it so poorly.
Yes, none greater than the originator. That's why I'm like, an original is always worth more than a copy. So just be yourself and stop trying to be Joe Rogan. Just please make it stop, girl. So, like, we have had, with over a million podcasts in the store, like, it's like there are so many podcasts that are already the same. So you might as well, even though other people might think it's a silly podcast, be yourself, do your thing. You know, somebody will buy it. You know, you won't be alone and nobody will listen to it.
And when you are yourself, there is a decrease in pod fade.
What's pod fade for the people who are listening?
For the people who do not know, pod fading is when you just drop your podcast. And pod fade statistic. Can you tell I love stats? Like, I love.
Girl, statistically, I love this conversation. We was going to be friends statistically, because I will drop a number. Like, did you see the study? They said that it was released last week.
I love me some studies.
Yes, I will read. I am a nerd. I need to know why. I agree.
Like I have my degree in criminal justice, which is, you know, very beneficial to podcasting. But
girl, you better start a true crime.
But I also have certifications in paralegalism. So researching is just so ingrained in my being. And you can't argue with facts.
Yeah.
You can't argue with math.
Mm-hmm.
And pod fading is when podcasts, not only does the podcast host drop their podcast, but most podcasts don't get past 7 episodes.
Oh my God.
And I think that, so nobody has done a reasoning why, but my rationalization on that is 7 episodes, if you drop an episode a week, that's almost 2 months.
Yeah.
At that point, if you have no idea what your podcast is about, podcasting is fun, but podcasting is time, money, and energy.
Yeah, it's a media company.
It is. So after that almost 2 month period, if there is no return on investment, if they didn't blow up like they thought that they were going to because they listened to Joe Rogan or anybody, they're like, I wipe my hands away. Like, I'm done with this. If you are authentically you and you know why you're doing this, you're more likely to get over that hump, even on the days that it's difficult.
Yeah.
For you got to purpose. Create that podcast. And if you do pod fade, if you are somebody who knew what your podcast was about, you're able to go back and share that experience with your audience and tell them what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's just more a part of the show. It's exactly that. Or you could, you know, my show What the Pod, which is a podcast that recommends new podcasts for you to listen to. You know, I got to give myself the little jingle. I've changed the format like 6 times. And people always write in like, girl, I like what you did. You got it down to 3 minutes. How did you do that? You know what I mean? Like, so I think that my audience kind of is rocking with me. I did the first 10 episodes in like interview. And then I was like, this sucks. It's taking too much time. I just want to send me your podcast and I'll do a recap. And then I was doing video and then I did all these different things. But my audience has grown along the way because it's like, hey, y'all, I'm back. I took a month break. I worked on my video. So go to my YouTube and let me know what you think. I got a new camera. My microphone is, you know, so if people feel like they're a part of my life and I find that they're more likely to follow me on social.
Therese, I'm so obsessed with what you just said. Like, I want to jump through the screen and like hump your leg.
Because that's going to be in the intro. We just got the intro. Love it.
Because I always tell my clients and anybody who will listen to me, your first season is your learning season.
Mm-hmm.
You can switch it up at any time. You can change the format. You can change how you do it. You can change your music. That first season, if you're going back and listen to your first season, that is for you to be taking notes. This is what I loved. This is when I want to change a little bit. This is how I can curtail it. This is how I can make it a little shorter. That season one is for all of that. It's for all your mistakes. So don't think that just because you created season one, and most seasons are like 12 episodes. So usually they're between 8 to 12 episodes. Don't think just because you put something out, everybody and their great grandmother is going to sign on and all of a sudden you're going to be a quadrillionaire.
Yeah.
But if you go back and listen to however long that season one was, just 1% improvement for season two.
Yeah.
And then when you get to season three, 1% improvement. So you're already improving 2% just by going back and listening. What worked for you and what didn't?
Yeah. Auditing your work. That is another gem that you dropped. But we're getting close to time, so I'm going to wrap up with our final question. What is the next first step after turning off this video for a podcaster who's listening to our show right now?
Listen to podcasts and find out why you love them and why you don't like them.
That's going to tell market analysis.
Yes, it's going to tell you so much.
Awesome. Awesome. So just put on your headphones, go through the podcast, even the ones that you like, some of your favorite ones, go back and listen and write down some of your pros, cons. And do you suggest that they mimic that and kind of try to integrate some of that into their show?
Not mimic, make it their own.
Make it their own.
Make it their own. How can they incorporate it so that it's not, you know, inauthentic, not stealing, not copying, but how can they make that their own?
Awesome. Awesome. That is just a great gem to drop on us. Bethany, thank you so much for taking some time out. I am so grateful for you coming on here and encouraging our people to do something different and unique and be excited about podcasting again. So thank you so much.
I am so honored to be invited. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm rooting for all people, people black. Yes, let's do this. Let's get this. Like, let's take over the podcasting empire.
Love that. And make sure y'all keep it locked to the Cube. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Lost and Found podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can know all of our new episodes. We drop every single final Sunday of the month. So that's just it. We're workshop style and you can catch us on YouTube. We also have an audio version. And let's not forget to mention our sponsors, Dystopia. Shouts out to all our homies over there. And we're wrapping up today's episode by saying we will see you next time for my next episode I have with Corey from the Black Podcasters Association. We are going to talk about membership. So stay tuned and we will see you soon.